Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're asking the same question as me, with no economic news out today, why did mortgage rates go up? Well, that's what we're going to try to tackle in today's video. So let's get over to it. Here's what we got on the economic calendar. Today we had really nothing. Tomorrow we have the producer inflation coming out, so that wasn't really what did it for today. Well, the stock market, it's basically just flat across here, and even the VIX didn't really move much today, but we had a complete deterioration in the bond market. What happened? Well, let's get over to it and I'll explain it to you. So my name is Dan Freo. This report actually two times a day to help you guys understand these things right over here. Because if you're watching this video, you're most likely looking to buy or refinance your home. So my goal is to help you understand these things and how you can pick the right program and also get competitive rates and quotes from up to 30 different lenders. So if you want to find out that, check out the end of this video. I'll explain how to do that. So mortgage rates popped up a little bit. They didn't hit 7% yet today. Are they going to get there? I'm not quite sure, because if we go to the economic calendar, nothing on the agenda today, but tomorrow what we're getting is two big pieces of the information that's going to conclude some of the pieces that the Federal Reserve is watching. That's inflation on the producer side and also where the jobs market is going. So tomorrow we're getting the PPI, which is producer inflation, and the initial jobless claims. That's going to help us on the jobs market, but there was really nothing in today. We saw the stock market kind of flat across the board, but we had a deterioration in the bond market. The only thing I can think of is we had two Fed officials talking. One today was, I hate when this does this, Jefferson, and then the other Fed official.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
That spoke was Waller. We're going to check and see what they said. But first off, let's just do an AI report of basically what I took is today's real estate headlines, and I put it into AI, and here's what it looks like. So today's headlines are reading, home price appreciation is slowing. National home prices grow slowly, with some cities even experiencing price corrections. So you saw cities down in Florida. You have cities out in Arizona, as well as Texas, starting to pull back a little bit. Is it a crash yet? No, it's far from that, because the rest of the country is kind of doing okay right now. Inventory is increasing, but nowhere near it was back in the 2008 crash, and basically historic levels. We're not even at historically norms yet. Sales are down. Yes, sales are historically basically the lowest transactions on history. Yeah, so the transactions aren't there. And here's the sticky point. Mortgage rates just don't move. I went to a group discussion the other day. I haven't been there in about 2 months, and the people were like, what's the rates doing? I said, basically the same that they were 2 months ago. So there's really a stagnation in mortgage rates. I keep saying they're going to teeter between about 6.8 and 7. That's where they're staying sticky right now. It's going to be just data dependent. The spring market, we're not seeing a huge rally here. We did get five or six, seven contracts in this week so far, and it's only 3 days into it, so that's pretty good. But it's not as robust as it was in past years. So let's get over to it. One of the Federal Reserve people spoke today. His name is Jefferson. So what I did is I took both of the transcripts and I basically put it into AI and to break it down to see, was the news that they presented today, was it bad? What caused the rates to jump? Well, if you look at it, it's basically more of nothing. So they're coming out saying, we have no desire to really push rates up or down from here. We're not going to increase them, but we're not going to reduce them. So we're going to wait for tariffs. So the same old news as always. So like I've been telling you before, until the Federal Reserve really starts to drop rates, you're probably not going to see mortgage rates really change all that much. They're not going to be in the 5% anytime soon, even if we did get good news, because the Federal Reserve is holding the short end of the stick a little bit too high right now. So as they start getting more and more into the inflation data, maybe their tune will change a little bit more, that they'll start reducing their front end ratios or rates that allows the back end, like the 30-year mortgage rates, to start coming down. So here's, if we take conclusions of what they said in their interviews, I basically went down through here and I said, summarize this for me. Here's what I put. With all the overall sentiment, what's the overall sentiment of this article? So I put the information in, then I said, okay, well, what's the summary of this for homeowners and home buyers? Well, short term, it's slightly negative. Rates remain high. Oh, that's why people aren't doing anything. Long term, it's going to be a mixed reaction. Now, that was one Fed official. We don't know if he's a hawk or a dove, but then let's go over to Waller and see what he has to say. So he's usually pretty good on the dovish side, but when he starts getting a little bit hawkish, that's when I start to get a little bit worried. So here's when you summarize his overall statement. Here's what it has. Waller emphasized a data-driven, search-based approach. So nothing there. He did not signal any immediate rate cuts or aggressive tightening. So nothing really there. He suggests rates being stable for the long term and predictable and measurable rate cuts. So really nothing in the tune of rate cuts, and nor really saying anything favorable about the markets in their tune of cutting rates. So until you really start seeing that happen or complete deterioration in the job market, you're really not going to see interest rates going in any direction other than just kind of sideways. And again, they'll teeter short term, basically from 6.7 to about 6.8, maybe it's 6.75. Then they'll go back up to 7, just kind of teetering right around that range until there's a catalyst to push it one way or another. And every day I'm going to try to figure out that catalyst for you. So right now, here's what we're seeing in the markets. Basically, we're seeing the markets tick up just a little bit today on the brink of what's coming out tomorrow in the form of the producer price index, which is producer inflation. That will be a market mover, and I won't be here tomorrow morning because I'll be traveling, but I will be giving you the closing bell tomorrow to let you know how all this stuff ends tomorrow. So don't pay attention to the markets tomorrow, but come back tomorrow evening and I'll give you a conclusion on where the PPI came in and what to look forward to.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Short term, midterm, and long term. But my goals right now, if you're looking at short term, I'm still kind of waiting for everybody to be within 30 or 21 days of their closing, then we'll lock them in. Until then, there's really no reason for really mortgage rates to do anything but slide sideways for the time being until we get some direction in tariffs or from the Fed. So that's my news for today. If you want to find out a little bit more about me, how you can get quotes from 33 different lenders, let me explain it to you. My name is Dan Friel. I do this report two times a day. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. How? I work at a federal bank. So I do work at a federal bank. And the cool thing about our bank is we're set up with 33 other lenders. Okay, so by putting your application in at our website, what we're going to do is we're going to get you approved and we're going to check rates from not only our bank, but from 33 other lenders because we can offer you their programs as well as their interest rates. So why should you do this on your own by calling, having your credit report run and all those multiple applications? Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. You can do that right here at the Rate Update website. So check it out. If you're a homeowner, we created a link for you right here to put in. We have a new Rate Watch tool. We're calling this Rate Tracker. I'm going to track the interest rates for you. So you keep missing those interest rates when they drop and then they go back up, and you really want to peg that number right at the bottom so you can save the most if you're looking to refinance. Check it out. You can absolutely subscribe to this and I'll monitor that for you. And we have over 3,000 videos on our YouTube channel. Check out some of the ones that we have right here, especially this one where you can understand credit a little bit more and you can use the system that I use personally. So check it out. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. And I won't be here tomorrow morning, but I'll be here tomorrow at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for another day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. And if you could do me one favor I'm going to ask you, if you watched all the way to the end, if you could do me, could you scribe over there? Hit the subscribe button. I'm trying to hit 50,000 subscribers by the end of the year. Only you can help me. Thanks for watching. Take care. Bye-bye.